Pride Cape Breton and the Cape Breton Regional Municipality kicked off Pride Week today with a barbecue and flag raising at the Civic Center in Sydney. Hundreds turned out for the celebrations in downtown Sydney, which will mark the 25th anniversary of Pride Cape Breton and Cape Breton's Pride Parade. CBRM Mayor Cecil Clark was joined by his mother and his husband Kyle to deliver the proclamation for the start of Pride Week and the raising of the Pride flag.
Whereas the Cape Breton Regional Municipality in its 30th year is a community that values diversity, inclusion, and equality for all people, regardless of sexual orientation, gender identity, or gender expression. And whereas Pride Week in the CBRM has grown over the past 25 years into a meaningful celebration of the 2SLGBTQIA+ community, bringing together individuals, families, organizations, and allies to support, in support of equality, dignity, and visibility. And whereas the 25th anniversary of Pride in the CBRM offers a moment to honor the past, acknowledging the pioneers, activists, and community members whose courage and strength laid the foundation for progress. And whereas this year's theme, honoring our past, celebrating our present, shaping our future, reflects a continued commitment to unity, advocacy, and the pursuit of a future where everyone can live authentically and free from discrimination. Be it therefore resolved that I, Mayor Cecil P. Clark, and Council do hereby proclaim August 8th to 17th, 2025, as Pride Week in the Cape Breton Regional Municipality, and encourage all residents to show their support, participate in local Pride events, and continue to build a community where everyone is welcome, respected, celebrated, and equal, where love is love, and I so proclaim.
The Pride flag was then raised by Glenda McCauley, who will also be the Grand Marshal at tomorrow's Pride Parade alongside her wife, Debbie Sims. McCauley and Sims had helped to organize the first ever Cape Breton Pride Week celebrations. Co-chair of Pride Cape Breton, Caitlin Bradley, also spoke at the event. She discussed how far the community has come and the challenges the community still faces.
I look around and I see the faces of people who work so hard for our community in Cape Breton. Some of you were here when it all started, when the first Pride Parade was just a handful of people walking down the street. They marched anyway, and they said, this is who we are, this is our home too, and we're not going anywhere. Even though this year marks 25 years of progress in Cape Breton, the climate right now feels different, feels dangerous. We're watching rights come under attack across Canada, the US, and around the world. We see it in schools debating whether kids should learn about our community. We see it in hateful protests disguised as parental rights. And let's be honest, we do still see it here in Cape Breton too. This is the reality we live in, and this is why Pride still matters. Cape Breton is not the same place it was 25 years ago, and while there is still work to do, we pause today to honor what has been achieved. We celebrate the people who have helped pave the way for future generations to exist. And so to each and every one of you, thank you. Whether you've been here since the first parade or whether you're here for the very first time, your presence matters. Here's to 25 years of Pride in Cape Breton, and here's to the next 25 where we will be louder, stronger, and more unapologetic than ever. Thank you.
There were also remarks from CBRM Chief of Police Robert Walsh and Fire Chief Mark Bettens. Bettens says everyone is welcome in the CBRM Fire Service.
Reach out, join a volunteer fire department. You will find that the fire service is very inclusive. We're not all the way there yet, but we hope to be there someday where we are more representative of our community. As I said last year, I like to echo it, Pride is just not being inclusive for 10 days or however long the event is. Pride is being respectful and inclusive 365 days a year for all members of our community. So on behalf of the members of the Cape Breton Regional Fire Service, I'd like to wish everybody a happy Pride Week.
Cape Breton Centre Whitney Pier NDP MLA Kendra Coombs congratulated Pride Cape Breton on 25 years of work in the community.
25 years of ensuring that this celebration grows and we do not forget the past, where we came from, especially here in Cape Breton, remembering when there was only a few people who could feel safe enough to come out here as the flag was risen, to now having the whole community coming out in support. Hate never wins, love does. And it is on myself and my other colleagues as political officials to always show up, not just when times are good, but during the tough times. And I assure you, we will be there.
Interim Liberal leader and Sydney Member 2 MLA Derek Mumberkett praised the CBRM Council as one of the most progressive councils in the region and spoke on behalf of his party.
We love you all. That the community comes together like this is absolutely amazing. It's a great week. A lot of work goes into it. So have fun. Celebrate love, celebrate your family, celebrate your friends. And as we celebrate, I always like to say that, you know, the world we're living in can be tough. And we're living in times where many people don't feel accepted for who they want to be and who they are. And as important as it is to get together as a community to celebrate Pride, let's keep that in mind too as well, is that we're coming together to celebrate each other, to celebrate that acceptance, and to celebrate that love is love, and you should be able to love how you wish in this community and communities across the world.
There were also remarks from Sydney Glace Bay MP Mike Kellaway, who spoke on behalf of the Government of Canada.
This is certainly a day of reflection, a reflection on strength, resilience, courage, and what the word says, pride. Pride in who you are, pride in what you want to do, who you want to be. The Government of Canada supports that. We have a ways to go. But when I see a crowd like this together here in Sydney, Cape Breton, it gives me pause for great optimism.
Following the speeches, there was dancing and music as everyone celebrated the successful start of another Pride Week. The festivities will continue tomorrow with the annual Pride Parade in downtown Sydney. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.